Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a big schus for Moshe Naftali ben Chaya. He should have bracha v'atzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yadav. It's based on the Sefer Drishas Pikudecha in Mitzvah Kufayin Ches. It's a commentary on the Sefer HaMitzvahs of the Rambam by Hagon Rabbi Fal HaKoin Kunstler Shlita. The Rambam writes, "Who should sivanu lahayid b'veizdin b'chol ma'aseh neida'eyu?" There's a mitzvah, Esek D'oraisa, for a person to testify in the Beisdin. Whatever we know, person knows Eidus, is a mitzvah for him to testify about it in the Beis Din. The overall mitzvah zuv, yichbosh Eidus on shel gadol me'od, and if a person is over on this mitzvah and he withholds his Eidus, his onish is very great. V'amro, and that's what Chazal mean when they say im lo yagid v'nasa avona, that if he doesn't say, he is bearing a sin. V'zeh davar klali, and this is a general thing. V'im haya eidus shekava she'osa eidus mamon, and if the eidus that he withheld was monetary eidus, v'kicha ishba, and he denied it, v'nishba al sheker, and he swore falsely that he doesn't know eidus, chayev karban is chayev, a karban ala v'yorit. So the Rambam, very interestingly, included in this mitzvah of to be made Eidus b'veizdin the halacha of shvuas ha'edus, of swearing falsely that he doesn't know Eidus. And he was magdir that if a person is kovesh Eiduso, his onesh is very great. If he withholds his Eidus, his onesh is very great. And that's a davar klali. And if it was Eidus mamon, and he denied it, and he was makhish, and he swore falsely, he's chai of a carbon oil of a yoreid. So it's mashma that this is a detail in the halacha of kovesh eiduso. So it seems clear that the geder of shvuas ha'edus and its chiyuv is not because of the din of shvuas sheker, in this case, in this way. Rather, it's a din of kovesh eiduso, the din of shvuas ha'edus, the iser of swearing falsely about eidus, is a halacha of kovesh eiduso. And if a person is kovesh his eidus so much that he swears falsely about it, then he is chayav to bring a karban ola v'yored. He gets a special punishment. However, the yisod of this punishment is alts kovesh eiduso. Based on this yisod, we have a big Pesach to understand a number of inyanim in the sugya of shvuas and in the sheet of the Rambam. And here we're going to be nogeya a little bit to what we can learn from this yisod. The Rambam writes in the ninth parak of Hilchos Shavuos, at the beginning, "Hatovea edim lahoid lo edu sheyischayv nitva beedusan levada litein latovea zem moman hametaltel v'kafru beedusan v'nishbu harelu chayav mishum shavuos edus sharei hifsiduhu mamon b'kfirasam." If a person demands of edim to come and testify for him that he's owed money, and they were kofar and edus, and they said, "We don't know," and they swore falsely, they are chayav because of shvuas ha'edus. Why? Because they were mafsid mamon b'kfirasim. They caused this person to lose money in their kfir, in their denial. That the Rambam writes, after he explains what this din of shvuas ha'edus is, sherei hifsiduhu mamon b'kfirasim, requires understanding. What does the Rambam mean? What is he coming to teach us with the words Shaharei hifsiduhu mamon bikfirasam? Earlier on, at the beginning of Perek Zion, he brings the din of Shvuas hapikadon, what it is, and the Rambam there says that if a person denies having this mamon, the person's tovea's friend mamon, and if he would be mode, he'd be chayv to be mishalim, and in the end, he was not me, he was kofer, he he wasn't moda that he was chayiv this money, and he swore falsely about it, he's chayiv shvuas hapikadam. Here he doesn't say sharei hefsiduhu mamon b'kfiraso. So what's the difference between shvuas hapikadam and shvuas eidus? Why, when denying the fact that he has something that belongs to somebody else, that if he would admit it, he'd be chayiv to pay, and he denies it, the Rambam doesn't add, he just says pashut hareze anitva hu chayiv b'shvuas hapikadam, he's chayiv in shvuas hapikadam, he has to bring a carbon, but he doesn't say that he was mafsid hefsiduhu b'kfiraso. He doesn't say that in his kfir he was mafsin, but by shvuas eidus, there he does say this lashon of sharei hefsidu mamon b'kfiraso. So that's one question. Also, the Rambam in Perek Zayin, after he brings that you're chayv a person's chayv shvuas hapikadam, if the toveya, the one who is demanding the money, and he denies it, he's chayev, even if he doesn't answer amen. As the Rambam, shebishvuas hapikadon echad hanishba mipi atzmo ve'echad sheshbio acher v'kafar afal pishaloy ona amen chayev shekfiraso acher sheshbio atoveya kanias amen. Then in shvuas hapikadon, both one who swears himself and one who's sworn by somebody else, and he denies it, even if he doesn't answer amen, he's chayev. Because denying after the person was mashbia him is like answering amen. So from the lashon of the Rambam, shebishvuas hapikadon is mashma lechora that it's a special halacha, it's a halacha misuyemes umiyuchedes leshvuas hapikadon. And on this lashon already commented the Lechem Mishnah, and he says that the by shvuas ha'edus the same halacha applies. That if he denies it, even though he doesn't swear himself and he doesn't answer amen, still chayiv. So why does the Rambam seem to imply here that it's a special din in shvuas hapikadam? So in the Lechem Mishnah he explains the Rambam that shvuas ha'edus is dafka b'kofar b'veizd in his chayiv, even without answering amen, and masha'en ken shelo b'veizd in. Like the Rambam says there by Shavuos Ha'edus. And that's why the Rambam here emphasizes by Shavuos HaPikadon that this din, that kfira, is like answering amen in every case, is only in Shavuos HaPikadon. Because in Shavuos Ha'edus, it's dafka b'kofar b'veizdin. But in Shavuos HaPikadon, it always applies. That's the Lechem Mishnah. However, we still have a hara in the Lashon of the Rambam. Because yes, it's true that also le'inyan shvuas ha'edus, the Rambam writes that if he was mashbia, the tovea was mashbia, this person, and he denies it, he's chayiv, even if he doesn't answer amen. Nevertheless, there's a big difference between this din of not answering amen by shvuas ha'edus and that of not answering amen by shvuas ha'pikadon. That with respect to shvuas ha'edus, the Rambam writes, chayavim, that this person is going to be chayav by shvuas eidus, even if he doesn't answer amen. But by shvuas pikadon, he adds something. And he says that even though he doesn't answer amen, he's chayav because his kfira after the toveya is mashbiahim, is like answering amen. So we see explicitly that you're chayiv, even though you didn't answer, the person is chayiv, even though he didn't answer amen, is not because the din of shvuas hapikadon is that he himself doesn't have to swear. But rather, the yesod of this din is because when somebody else is mashbia him and he is kofer, that itself is like anias amen. So by shvuas hapikadon, it's like he answered amen when the other person is mashbiyim. But the Rambam doesn't say that by shvuas ha'edus. So we have a very important chiluk between shvuas hapikadon and shvuas ha'edus.
that by Shvuas HaPikadon, when the person is mashbia him, the Toveh is mashbia the Nitba, so it's as if he answered Amen, even though he doesn't answer Amen. By Mamon, he doesn't say that. By Mamon, he just seems to say that he's Chayav, even if he doesn't answer Amen. So to answer this and explain this, Rambam says the Drishas Pikudecha as follows. Ashenir mevur midivrei Rambam. Then he did betarvayu nemar din the chayev afal pishalo na ana amen mikol makom dinum chalukinheim velo damian zeloze. That even though it's true that this din of him not having to answer amen applies to both shvuas ha'edus and shvuas ha'pikadon, nevertheless they are two fundamentally different dinim, and they are not similar to each other. Uleinian shvuas ha'edus, zeu gufa deneschadesh diyachol ha'schayev b'chiyuve shvuas ha'edus. And by shvuas ha'edus, that itself is the chiddush, that he can be mischayev b'chiyuve shvuas ha'edus, and he is not considered like he answered amen. Masha'en came by shvuas ha'bikadon, it's not so. And the whole din of shvuas ha'bikadon, like we were medayek, is because it's as if he answered amen. So either the person has to swear himself, or he has to answer amen, or he has to have a din like somebody who answered amen. Umemela. That it helps, even though he answered amen, is because of this din mesuyim by shvuas ha'pikadon, that it's as if he answered amen, it's as if he swore himself. And it's zeir meduyik in the words of the Rambam, that with respect to shvuas ha'edus, that he's chayav when the toveya is mashbia him. The Rambam writes, Alpha pishalo nishbu heim v'lo anu amen achar shvuaso. They didn't swear themselves, and they didn't say amen after their shvua. In other words, included in this chiddush of shvuas ha'edus through the hashba of the toveya is that they are chayav even though they themselves did not swear. Shalonish buhein v'lo achar amen achar shvuas, so they themselves didn't swear. But with respect to Shvuas Eidus, the Rambam, Shvuas HaPikadon, the Rambam doesn't say that. He just writes that he's Chayav even though he didn't answer Amen. So that points to the fact that we're correct in our explanation, like we said, that with respect to Shvuas Eidus, the yisod of this din is that they're Chayav, because in order to be Chayav in Shvuas Eidus, we don't need a Chalos Din Shvuah by the Edim, and we don't care that they didn't swear at all. And therefore, there was no Amen, they didn't swear themselves, so it's not like they swore, and yet the very fact that the Toveh was Mashbiya them, that is enough, that's by Shavuos Eidus. But the Rambam doesn't say that by Shavuos HaPikadon. The whole Iker Chiyav of Shvuas HaPikadon is because he was Koyfer and he swore. And if it's not considered as if he swore, then the whole Parsha of Shvuas HaPikadon is Bechlal Matshayich. By Shvuas HaEdus, it's not as if he swore. And that doesn't bother us. It doesn't bother us that he didn't take the Shvuah. The fact that somebody else was Mashbiyim is enough. It's not his shvuah. There's no din of shvuah here for the nitba. Mashain kain by shvuas ha'pikadon, there is a din of shvuah. That when the toveah was mashbia the nitba, it's as if he swore. And therefore the Rambam doesn't say avo pishalom nishbu. But it's not true, they were nishba. The Rambam just says that they didn't say Amen. The Alva Bishalo on Amen Chayev. Shekfiraso Achar Shesh Bio Atoveya Kanias Amen. After the Toveya was a Mashbiyim, it's like being on Amen. So it's not that he didn't swear at all, he did. It's like he said Amen and then he took the Shvuah. So by Shvuah Sepikadon, there is a Shvuah. There has to be a Shvuah. So the din is a din in Shvuah. And by Shvuah Se'edus, there's no Shvuah at all. And by Shvuah Se'edus, the Kamash Malan is that even though it's not as if he swore, he's nevertheless Chayav al Shvuah Se'edus. By Shvuah Se'edus, the Kamash Malan is that even though he didn't swear, it's as if he swore. Even though he didn't swear and he didn't answer Amen, it's as if he swore. That's by Shvuah Sepikadum and not by Shvuah Seidus. By Shvuah Seidus, it's not as if he took a Shvuah. So now we understand the Chiluk Din between the Shvuah Seidus and Shvuah Sepikadum. That there's a big difference between not answering Amen by Shvuah Sepikadon and not answering Amen by Shvuah Seidus. The not answering Amen by Shvuah Sepikadon is that despite that, it's still as if he swore, as if he answered Amen and swore. And by Shvuah Seidus, it's not as if he swore, but he's still Chayiv. And that's why the Rambam emphasized in Shvuah Sepikadon, like we were dyke earlier, Shebeshvuah Sepikadon Echad Anishbim Piatzo Vecha Bishishbio Acher Vakafer Afu Bishalo An Amen Chayev Shekviraso Acher Shishbio Tovea Kanias Amen. Davkoi Shvuah Sepikadon. So he said, aye, the same thing applies by Shvuah Seidus. The answer is no. There's a chiluk. So it's not the emphasis here. The emphasis here is that Shvuah Sepikadon is taka different than Shvuah Seidus. By Shvuah Sepikadon, it's like you said, Amen. Because the Isser here is an Isser Shvuah. It's as if he took a Shvuah and therefore he's Chayv. Whereas by Shvuah Seidus, it's not as if he took a Shvuah. Because by Shvuah Seidus, you don't need a Shvuah. They're Chayvim without a Shvuah. And to explain this Chiluk, it would seem that it's because the Rambam holds that the Chiyuv of Shvuah Sepikadon is different than the Chiyuv of Shvuah Seidus. Because we were medayik earlier, and the Rambam writes by Shvuah Seidus, Hifsidu mamon b'kfirasam. And the Rambam means to say that the chiyuv of Shvuah Seidus is not because of the etzem ha-shvuah shenishba, it's not because of the oath. And because somebody who swore that he doesn't know Eidus is mischayiv, and this Shvuah, a carbon olev yored. It's not mitzad the Shvuah. The Yisod HaChiyuv is like the Rambam writes, because hefsidu mamon b'kfirasam, because they were mafsid, him and mamon, in their kfira. Like the Pasuk says, im lo yagid v'nasa avono, that he's chayev, alt the lo yagid, that he threw this lo yagid, he caused them to lose money. And the din shvuah is how the chiyuv is chal. It's the ofen chalos achiyuv. That through a kfira with a chalos shvuah, this din of im lo yagid v'nasa avono applies, and then he's chayiv b'din shvuah seidus. And that's why the Rambam emphasizes that if sidu mamon b'kfirasim, it's all about making him lose money. That's why he's chayiv shvuah. Say it's not else the shvuah. Shvuah is a means through which it's one of the pratim of the din. But the etzim chiyuv is because of sidu mamon b'kfirasim. And it emerges according to this that the chiyuvim of parashas shvuah seidus are shayich, even if it's not as if they themselves swore. There has to be some sort of shvuah here, but it doesn't have to come from the Edim. there needs to be a chalos shvua for the ikar parashim lo yagid v'nasa avona. But it doesn't have to come from the Edom themselves. If the Toveh was mashbia, then that's enough, even if they didn't say amen. And kol mashmalanda, there's a chalos shvua, even if they're not in, it's not their shvua that's being chal. But by shvua sepikadon, the Rambam doesn't say hifsidu mamon b'kfi rasam, like we were medayik earlier. What's the difference between shvua sepikadon and shvua seedus? So based on what we're saying, it's gur gavaldik. That we said, that there's no chiyuv mitzad the etzem shvua, that's only with respect to shvua seedus. Mashenken shvua sepikadon isn't so. The chiyuvim of the parsha of Shavuos HaPikadon were said because of the Shavua. It's not because he was kofir mamon chavero like by Shavuos HaEdus, but because of the etzem Shavua. So the holy good din of Shavuos HaPikadon chiyuv karbon yisoidam because he was nishba on his kfira. So it's al tzchiyuv Shavua. And that's Pashtus HaPasuk, Pshut Shal Mikra. V'nish Baal Sheker. O Mikola She Yishava Olav La Sheker. So it's a din Shvua. By Shvua Sepikadon, the Chiyuv is because of the Shvua. So what's the meat and potatoes? There's the side dish and there's the meat and potatoes. What's the meat and potatoes of Shvua Seedus, of the Chiyuv Shvua Seedus? The Kfirim of Mammon, he caused somebody to lose money. There has to be on the side. There also has to be a Shvua. Who's Shvua? It could be the Eid Shavua, it could be the Mashbiyah Shavua, the Toveh Shavua. There doesn't have to be considered the Eid Shavua. There just has to be some sort of Chalos Shavua. That's Genik. But, by Shavua Sepikadon, the meat and potatoes of the Chiyuv, the Etzem Yisod HaChiyuv, is the Shavua. Who's Shavua? Who's being chayav over here? The kofer. It has to be the kofer's shvuah. Memela, we have to come on to this chiddush of even though he didn't say amen, it's as if he said amen. It's as if it was his own shvuah. Because the chiyuv is the shvuah. Gevaldik. Simuchin to what we said in the sheet of the Rambam, that the Yesod HaChiyuv of Shavuos HaEdus is not the Shavuos Sheker, but it's because of the Nesias Avon for not saying, like we said, in Lo Yagid V'Nasa Avono. We can see from the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos HaEdus, shrived the Rambam, Ha'ed Mitzuv Elohayit Beveizim B'chol HaEdus Sheyodea. V'hu sheyit b'enu l'hoid b'dinei mominus. Shenemar, v'hu eid, o ra, o yoda, im lo yagid, v'nasa avono. So the eid is commanded to be made in the Beis Din, in all eidus that he knows, provided that he is being called to testify in dinei mominus. As it says, he's an eid, or he saw, or he knew. If he doesn't say, he bears a sin. And the Kesef Mishnah writes a makor for that the Rambam says v'hu sheyit be'enu, he has to be called to the Beis Din, from the fact that it says in the Gemara that if they didn't hear from his mouth that he said come and testify for me, they are not chayiv a korban shvua. Look there in the Kesef Mishnah. So we see from this Kesef Mishnah that the din of the mitzvah to be made edus that we learn from the pasuk of Im lo yagid v'nasa avono, like it says at the beginning of Perek HaKones in Bava Kamma, is talui in the tenai of the chiyuv of Shavuos HaEdus. And we can learn from the chiyuv of the Shavuos HaEdus that it's dafka through a tviya, that the same would apply to the mitzvah to be made. In the Beis Din. Even without a Shavua. What's this Chiyuv to be made in the Beis Din? just that he's chayiv to come if he knows Eidus. He's chayiv as a mitzvah to come and be made in the Beis Din. And the Rambam learns that there's a din dafka in Yitbe'enu from the din of Shvuas Eidus, the chayiv Shvuas Eidus, when he is chayiv a carbon. What does one have to do with the other? What does the mitzvah to be made in the Beis Din have to do with the chiyuv carbon shvuas eidus if he denies knowing eidus? If you say that chiyuv shvuas eidus is because of the shvua al sheker, so there, then it would have absolutely no shaychus to the chiyuv to come and be made. The chiyuv to come to be made is a mitzvah if you know eidus to be made. And then if he denies it, he's chayiv, and it's certainly a completely different parsha. The parsha of being nishba l'sheker. So it seemed b'pshitas from the Kesef Mishnah that even in the case of shvu al sheker, the yisod is the ha'amaka in the of the ve'im lo yagid v'nasa avona. The fact that he didn't come and testify. Now it's true, you're only chayiv if there's a shvu involved. But the Iker Chavtza is one with the mitzvah to be made. So now it's Mamish Gebaldik that we say that what's the Chiyuv of Shavuos Ha'edus? It's not Alts the Shavuos Shenker. But it's because he wasn't testifying, he was Lo Yagid, and he caused his friend to lose money. And that seems to be borne out by what the Kesef Mishnah says. Because the Kesef Mishnah learns a din in being chayev to be made from the din of Shavuos Ha'edus, that he's chayev a karban if he swears and denies it. What does one have to do with the other? One is a mitzvah to be made in the Beis Din, and the other is in the parasha of Shavuos. He swore falsely. How can you learn one from the other? The answer is no. That even the din of Nishbav of Shavuos Ha'edus is not else the Shavuos. The Shvua is a Zaytik Ezach. There has to be some sort of Chalos Shvua here. You have to be mamik the Isser of Im Lo Yagid. You have to deepen and make worse this not saying. So how do you make it worse? By swearing. So there has to be some sort of Shvua, either by the aid or even by the Toveya can be Mashbiah him. He doesn't have to swear himself. I'll call upon him from the fact that we see there Toloi Echad B'Sheni, it must be, it's the same parish of Im Lo Yagid. And that's the chiyuv of Shvuas Ha'edus. Shvuas Ha'edus is because he didn't testify. When is he chayv when he didn't testify? When there's a shvu involved. Does it have to be a shvu? No. But by shvuas ha'bikadon, what's the yisr? The yisr is the shvua. Ah, so if the yisr is the shvua, if you're going to be mechadish, that he doesn't have to even say amen, but by not saying amen, we have to say, Tzivi said amen. Because the whole chiyuv is out, it's shvua. So he has to have some sort of shvua. That's shayach to him. But not by Shavuos Ha'edus. And therefore the Rambam there doesn't say that there's a, that it's as if he said amen when he hears the Shavua. We don't need that. We just need there to be a Shavua here. And then what's the Chiyah for? The Chiyah is for being mafsid, his friend Mama, Bikfi Rasa. And the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos that we read out earlier also says, So the fact that the Rambam puts in here in the Sefer HaMitzvos, together with the mitzvah to be made, also the din of Shavuos Ha'edus, it's mashma that it's all one parsha of Lo Yagid. So the Sefer Drishas B'Kudecha goes Kahena V'Kahena, and he brings a raya also from the Rashba, that the Rashba also holds of this Yisod. But in the meantime, Baruch Hashem, Merhaben in Hand, the grace of Yisod, in the chiluk between Shavuos Ha'edus and Shavuos Ha'bikadon, and we should be Zoche, Lilmodu Lelam, Eid Lishmo, Velasu, Lekaim, Kolivri, Samot, Rosh, Vihavo, Amen, Vamein, Shalom, Shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.